Chapter 7. DM can write. Elder Butler received a devastating blow on February 17, 1887. It was to be the first fallout from that terrible conference of 1886. Butler listened as his old friend and colleague, Dudley Kenwright, asked to be disfellowshipped from the Otsego, Michigan Church. Butler reported the reason for Kenwright's decision to Ellen White. He talked perhaps three-fourths of an hour or more. He said in substance that he could go no longer with Seventh-day Adventists. He had ceased to believe that the law was binding, and did not expect to keep another Sabbath. The last straw for Kenwright was evidently the 1886 conference and the experience he had on the Theological Committee. As Butler reported it, he was very much disgusted at the turn some things took at the time of our last general conference. Some of the theological questions that came up and the way that some of our brethren acted toward them made him feel badly and set him to thinking, so he said he went to studying this law question and came to the conclusions that he has. Kenwright had been on the Theological Committee of Nine, at the time of the 1886 conference, centered on the law and Galatians 3. That discussion had caused Kenwright to think that his views were incorrect. Galatians 3 was talking about the moral law. Then Kenwright reasoned, if it was the Ten Commandments that was the schoolmaster, it was truly done away with at the cross, and that included the Sabbath. Kenwright had a typological covenant dispensational view of the Old and New Covenants, just like Butler and others. That framework of the covenants caused a misunderstanding in Kenwright's view of the relationship between the law and the covenants in Galatians 3, which addresses the issue of the heart in relation to faith, law, and covenant. He was compelled to abandon the Ten Commandments as far as the new dispensation was concerned. Kenwright later wrote, "No other subject perplexes Adventists so much as the covenants. They dread to meet it. They have tried various ways to explain it away, but they are not satisfactory even to themselves. I have been there and know. The abolition of the Sinaitic covenant carries with it the abolition of the Jewish Sabbath so completely that no authoritative trace of it can be found this side of the grave of our risen Lord." Elder Smith says, "If the Ten Commandments constituted the Old Covenant, then they are forever gone. This, therefore, becomes a test question." One of the main reasons Elder Kenwright left the Seventh-day Adventist Church was because he believed the law was abolished with the Old Covenant when Christ died. He did not see any connection between the law and the New Covenant as a hard experience. Hence the Sabbath was viewed as abolished with the Sinai Covenant. This was but a logical conclusion for him, having already embraced the time-based paradigm that the Old Covenant is followed by the New Covenant, which went into effect after the cross. He shared this view of the covenants with elders Butler and Smith.